Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Good morning. How about them Rays? We're getting used to this stuff down here in Tampa. Yeah. I like it.
What are you, the City of Champions now down there, John?
Titletown.
Yeah, I think you hanging out with Tommy Lee, you stole something. Once the Brady moved down there, all your mojo went.
Yeah, except for the Buccaneers probably look the worst right now. So,
yeah, I heard something about Brady on his spare time was up at the stadium filming some of the pitchers from the other team for you guys, showing you how to do it.
If he was, he was showing the Astros how to do it, because we all know that they're the ones that like to steal the signs. So.
But they got caught. See, Brady's special. They don't get caught too often, dude.
There you go.
But anyway, no, congratulations. I'm listening to you win, and I'm winning. I got a 4K Spaceship Earth right now running, John.
There you go. Good job.
See, I have to live that way. Not only does all your teams win, now you get to go spend a few days at Old Key West, right, John?
Yeah. Actually, we checked into it last week. We had some DVC points, and we got tonight and tomorrow night at Old Key West for 10 points each. So, I mean, at that point, and, you know, I'm going back to Disney in the beginning of November, and so this might be our last little chance for a little getaway until our vacation next year. So why not take advantage of it and head out there and enjoy ourselves? We got to Epcot tomorrow, and I think we're just doing Disney Springs tonight. So
that'll be sweet.
Yeah, I got a steep discount, 40% at Olivia's, so I think we're going to eat breakfast there. We may even eat dinner there tonight. So,
there you go. Any Springs deep discounts do you have?
No, and I don't know that all the pasta looks good, all the Italian stuff, but we've just eaten at Boathouse, and then I just didn't know if Italian with the heat and stuff is something that we wanted, so we're probably just going to hit Olivia's because we can hit that before we leave and then, unfortunately, take a bus or drive over to Disney Springs because we can't take the boats yet.
Yeah, so. Again, for the love of God, I don't understand why they don't have the boats running, John.
Yeah, that one I don't understand. It's open. I mean, you could rope off every other row. And you know as well as I do, Doug, very rarely, unless it's like maybe the peak time where people are returning, those boats are never packed anyway. You know, I mean, there's generally, what, 12, 13 people on there?
Yeah, I mean, every time, like you said, unless it's like every once in a blue moon around dinner time, like we go to the dock at Riverside around 5, 6 o'clock when if people had dinner reservations, you'd be like a couple boats in a row would be full. But besides that, you're usually, like you said, a half-capacity boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so me and Brenda's already ridden. I bet me and Brenda have been on those boats more where there's only been 8 or 10 people on them than them being full.
I'm you know, speaking of that, I think me and Lisa have ridden it once or twice where we're
alone.
People on there.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Back in the Dixie Landing days, dude, me and Brenda went up and down that Sascola River like it was our own private cruise.
You got your own yacht ship to take you back and forth.
Yeah. Captain Steubing running us up the Love Boat.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, my goodness. I'm good, ain't I, John? I can sing, yeah. as the kids say. He can sing. But anywho, I'm excited for you. I'm looking into trying to come down in May when you're going to be there, John.
That would be great. Yeah, we're going to be at Polynesian right now, May 1st through the 7th. So, yeah, that would be super to run into you guys. And I'd heard rumors that maybe Judith and Tommy and maybe some more of our friends. So that'd be fun.
We're going to try to get as many as possible. Just our poor jet friend Judith up there with this everything going on. She's working hard. So we just want her to... Please, Judith, stay safe and sound working in the hospital, and, you know, take a little time off if you need it. Don't overdo it. We worry about you. Stay well, my friend. We love you. We love
you
guys.
Yeah, she works a lot, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does. So we care about her. We want to keep her. I want to be able to have some serious drinks with you guys down there. Right, John?
Well,
drinks and food. I want to break bread with my good friends. This is this being a stuck in the house deal is getting old. Yeah, my job site, it's getting freezing up here, John. It went down to frost advisory last night.
I can't even imagine. Your silly talk right now. It's going to be 93 here today, so silly talk, Doug. Silly talk.
Dude, it went down to 36 degrees here last night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I let the dog out this morning. I let the dog out this morning. I felt... I mean, I felt things I haven't felt in forever. Felt like razor blades cutting me through the door.
Yeah. Yesterday I got up and did some yard work in the morning, and it was probably 68, 69. It was beautiful. But, yeah, today I got back up, and it was already 77 when I got up. So, yeah, it's not fall here yet. So.
Yeah, well. And did you see Resort TV went over and visited our friends at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista? So me and Brenda are deciding when we can actually get on and stay with them, John, with all this craziness going on. I mean, we want to get down. They invited us down to stay. Maybe we'll be staying there in May, John.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, you'd enjoy it. And you'd be right next to Disney Springs, be able to walk over and do whatever you want, except for go to Wolfgang Puck's and get pizza.
That's the sad... How? Why?
You tell me. I don't know. It was honestly, it was for the price. It was the best valued pizza. Not even just pizza. One of the best valued meals on property. So I do not get it. I don't get it at all.
It's sad. I don't know if maybe something to do with Wolfgang Puck, the name, or restructuring something. You know, it has to do with COVID, kind of hurt it a little bit, but you figured that'd be a counter service. They wouldn't be as affected as the other restaurants.
No, and they're individual pies, you know, so it's not like you're a pizza pie, one of these CC's joints where it's a buffet or something. You know, it's an individual pie that you make up for each table. So, yeah, I don't get it at all. It's got to be some kind of I don't even think it's COVID. I think it's something to do, like you said, with it just not fitting in, or either a problem with Wolfgang Puck or what, something of that sort.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking too, like we mentioned the other night off the air, we slowly talked about it, and you said something, and you said it before I could. The new Wolfgang Puck Bar and Grill being so much closer. It used to be they'd have one at one end and one at the other. Now they're competing.
It's right in the middle, right?
Yeah, they're competing a little more.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I was thinking too. That one's right in the middle. And you're right. I mean, that was perfect before. I mean, you could, if you actually spent the entire day and maybe you had a 12-year-old son that really liked pizza, you could get a pizza for lunch, and you'd end your day on the other side and get a pizza for dinner. So,
well, sit down to a nice dinner and let your son or daughter still have his or her pizza.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But, nah, that's sad, John. I wish I could have got one last... That was going to be one of my things when we stayed at the Wyndham, because, like, years ago at the Grosvenor, I told the story a million times. Every night we'd come and get Wolfgang's.
Yeah, and I, you know, being your cynical self, I'm surprised you haven't thought of this or said something about it first. I mean, maybe it's a way to start phasing out the more affordable options. I just hope Earl of Sandwich isn't the next one to go, because that's another one that's actually a heck of a great value. I mean, I realize, you know, you're from the land of Subway sandwiches.
We're so highfalutin hoagie tootin up here.
So Earl of Sandwich is nothing special to you, but to other folks, and it's a good value. It really is. So hopefully they're not the next ones to leave. So
not even being smart, John, and I'm not kidding. Earl of Sandwich is a great deal. Like, the value was good for Disney standards and anywhere vacation spot standards. I'm never complained about the prices. The food is good in there, but our supermarket hoagies here are better than their sandwiches. And I'm not even throwing shade here, because our supermarkets have, like, you go up to a supermarket counter, there's probably 75-100 different meats.
Yeah.
Meats and stuff like that. I mean, I get an American hoagie at my local supermarket for $4.99, John.
Yeah, our public subs down here are actually pretty good too. They make all the bread fresh baked in the store in the morning and stuff like that too. So yeah, but for being at Disney Springs,
phenomenal.
Being an affordable option for a family, that it's a heck of a deal. So,
and it's one of those things, like, I'm not being smart, like my brother Tom Ader. I mean, not no more. He's gotten himself in, not that he was ever in bad shape. My brother Don, he's a weirdo, and I love him dearly, but he's the type of guy that would love to eat 5 beef jerky, but then wash it down with a fresh apple and eating like green beans raw. If you understand what I'm saying, it's like like he eats really good and really bad at the same time. If you follow me, like, he loves all his fruits and vegetables. It's nothing to see him eating. He's always eating fruits or carrots, or, I mean, he's always into that, but then he'll turn around and eat, oh, you want some deer beef jerky? You know, or something like that.
Actually, beef jerky's not that bad for you. So,
but you get like my... Know those firecrackers, John, that are wrapped, those hot sausages?
The horrible pickled sausages.
Yes. Like, him and my dad, like, my dad had 2 heart surgeries, and I would get in his pickup truck, and he would get so mad because I would find the firecrackers in his middle console and get them out of there. And my brother's the same way. He loves those hot sausages and stuff like that.
Yeah. Those are absolutely horrible. But every once in a while, just being, I mean, me being from the South, even though Orlando isn't exactly the South, but, I mean, you can't help it. It's almost a natural urge that you have to get one about once every 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Either get that or a pickled egg. Yeah. I know both of them are terrible, but, well, I can't help myself.
One of my weaknesses is I could eat Slim Jims to the cows come home. The same thing with hot dogs, but I don't eat them all. You understand what I'm saying? And my brother's diet is, since he's had the heart attack, he's done good. He's lost like 40 pounds. He looks phenomenal. But him and his wife, I told you before, they were never into sit down dining. They would prefer burgers and fries and chickens and barbecue, and they like, you know, they, that's the type of food they like. They were never into going to the Cali Grill or going to Cape May Cafe or that. That ain't their, not that there's anything wrong. They're more of a grab and go. They love their counter service, and they loved, to them, it was there to eat and then go to the, they were there for the rides in the park. They, you know, not sit down and dining.
Yeah. The eating was just filling their bellies. It was not an enjoyable experience. Well, maybe it was enjoyable, but not the same type of experience that we take from it.
Yeah. So, like 20 years ago, if I told him you want a black bean burger, he'd probably punch me in the face. Now he wants to try them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you would have asked him about grilled salmon, he would have called you a fruity tootie, right?
Yeah. No, we don't want no grilled salmon. But anyway, I was very sad about seeing Wolfgang's, dude, because that was always in my top of any meal in Disney World, like, as far as and it wasn't even just affordable. The food was good. It was great counter service food. We used to, when it originally opened up, I loved eating outside in that little outside area.
Yeah. Yep. They had an outside little patio. They had the almost like a sunroom where it was with the glass windows all over the place and stuff. So yeah, and I mean, you could get 2 pizzas. Me and Lisa and JJ would, every time we'd get 2 pizzas and split them between the 3 of us, and it was like $28 for 2 pizzas. So,
and you ate good. You felt like you got your money's worth.
Yeah, and you felt like the stuff was, I mean, it's pizza, so it's not exactly the health food craze, but it's good, wholesome food. You know what I mean? It was fresh and stuff like that. So
yeah, you knew it wasn't sitting there for a week frozen, and they just threw it on the grill to heat it up. You know, they made them fresh every day. And I don't know, I miss it. Robbie, our buddy Robbie from out in California, he's the one that he was on Twitter saying how sad it was for me. So I appreciate the thoughts. He's out. Did you see what he's eating this week?
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I was telling Lisa that. What is this guy doing? It's like they opened the restaurants in California, and Robbie just is. It's his personal mission now to eat at every one every day.
Yeah, but it seems like It seems like he's at the Grand Floridian at I can't think. Vicky and Al's. It seems like every one of these restaurants, he has his own private chef. Like he's at the chef's table. Like at Vicky and Al's, look at my pea and scallops puree. Oh, look how beautiful it all is with the wine. And I mean, holy moly, the food he's eating.
Yeah,
look good though. Those scallops look on point. They almost look as good as the one I make.
He had scallops one night. He had lamb chops one night. I think there was a tenderloin in there. And then there's smoked duck breast. I'm like, holy cow, son.
Hey, some lamb I think he had the one night. I mean, holy moly, Robbie. And then I paired it with a 57 Blanc from the Napa Valley. Lovey, scallops are on. Oh, they look good. I just a little more sear on my scallops. Kind sir, I can hear him now. You know he drinks with his pinky up. He
looks
has
like
to.
He's enjoying himself, that's for sure.
Yeah, we love Robbie, but we kid because we love. But anywho, we ate good last night. We worked out. I was redoing a piece of furniture for my sister-in-law. We got this side a magazine rack, a real old one we bought from an antique shop, and I'm redoing it for her, and had to replace some of the wood on it, but it's gonna look good. I'll show you pictures of it, John, when I'm done. And I had a hankering. We had really good pizza. This place called the Pizza Box. I ordered it Friday night, so we had that Friday night and Saturday for lunch, and I had a hankering for some seafood, so we did takeout from. We didn't feel like going out. It wasn't about the COVID or anything. Sometimes you just want to eat at home. You don't feel like going out.
Yeah.
But we ordered takeout from the Bonefish. I got crab cakes, we got blackened fish tacos, and we got a crab crusted cod with garlic mash, and we split all that, John.
Sounds pretty good.
It was awesome. We had a good night last night. I had some of my wine, a couple glasses of wine. I felt like Robbie, John.
There you go, living large.
But, and so you excited about being Ralph Cramden soon, John? It's getting close now.
I don't know about this whole Ralph Cramden thing. I never watched Honeymooner, so I really have no reference to this whatsoever. But sure, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting it back out there and getting trained on the buses and getting back to doing what I enjoy, which is helping people enjoy their vacation. So I'm just hoping within 6 months or so we can take these masks off. I hope so.
For everything I see in Florida, they already have. I mean, except for Disney World.
Not at Disney, so.
I mean, everywhere else they have.
Yeah, guess what happens? You get the COVID. So, just like almost our entire Florida football team now has COVID. I'm blaming Texas A&M. Not only did they beat the Gators, they gave them COVID at the same time. There's a gift that keeps on giving.
Dude, I don't know what the rhyme or reason is with it, dude. I really don't, because we had an outbreak, a small one, at our job site, and the one buddy, he got quarantined for a couple weeks. And the reason he got quarantined is the guy that had it was literally his partner working 5 feet from his face the entire week. I mean, for a month before he had it. So, and my buddy's like, so I don't understand how you could track this, because we did everything but kiss the last couple weeks, and I didn't get it. And neither did the other three guys, like, because they were all working in close quarters. They wear their masks, but they weren't, you know, they pull it up, they pull it, you know how, you're doing construction, it's kind of hard to have it on, like, it isn't even about you taking it off on purpose, but when you're stretching, you know, you move your head, it isn't like we're in a steady position all day, John. So they do fall down, and he said, if I didn't get it from him, I'm never going to get it. So it makes you think, how, why, what, when, and where. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you're talking about working and construction and stuff. I have a problem just going to the grocery store and pulling my wallet out and seeing which money I have in my wallet and getting my cards out. So I have to, because it creeps up towards my eyes, you know, and then it starts to block your vision. You have to pull it down a little bit to see in there. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're stretching up. It's falling down. Yeah. You're like, you can't yell. A guy's carrying ladders. You throw tools on your – you're throwing bags of bond, like Durabond and cement on your shoulders. It pulls it down. It ain't like you can't say, yo, buddy, where's your mask?
Yeah, yeah,
you,
yeah,
you get socked too. You know what I'm saying? But the point is, like, we had, like, probably 10, 15 people working in this close area, and – the only one, the guy who had it, touch on wood, didn't give it to anybody else. So what's it tell you? Like, they were wearing masks. They weren't, like, I don't think anybody knows exactly. You know what I'm saying, John?
No. And, I mean, the only thing I think we can say is that masks help prevent the spread. So
yes.
I guess it's the best thing to do. But
the point is, in some ways, I don't even, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm saying, but it's a crazy thing. It's just like, like the flu, everybody else, like a certain amount of people would get it, some don't. I don't know what the reasoning is. Like, we'd have outbreaks on the job site. I'd see some people never swear they never get the flu shot, and they don't get it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, Lisa saw something that certain blood types are more susceptible to it than others, and she has O negative, and supposedly that's the one that is least – common or has the highest defense against it, so she's happy. So.
Yeah, yeah. The point is, I'm not saying any. I don't know what I just don't understand. It's hard to understand. It's like he was saying, if I didn't get it, I don't know how you're going to. I mean, I did everything but eat off his spoon. I mean, So it's crazy, John. Just everybody be as safe as you can. It's hopefully a vaccine's around the corner, John.
Oh, I hope so. I hope we can get past this and move on. So.
Well, let's get to happy times. For our buddy Matty Watts for taking my Bangers and Mash name, I gave him what for this week, John?
No, you took him down.
Yeah, I came back. I beat him 155 to 135. This portion of the show is being brought to you by Carmen and Brian. Head over to YouTube and see Carmen and Brian. Your son, the Ewok Equalizer's kind of got his little 2-2 handed to him from Evan this week, 109 to 72. Our lovely friend Judith won 128 to 72 over Saucer Mickey's. Poor Aaron Ryan took a little bit of a beating.
Yeah.
Dude, you gave our buddy Pat the same kind. In my other league, dude, that Josh Allen, did you see the Tuesday night game?
The Buffalo
game.
Well, we watched part of it, but yeah, I fell asleep before the end of it. So
at the end of that game, with 4 minutes and some change left, I can't even speak right now. The Titans kicked off to the Bills. The Bills kick returner decides to return the kick, and then he fumbles. And then Tennessee goes to kick another field goal. So Josh Allen was running out to the field until the fumble. So now, being they just kicked another field goal, the game was out of reach. They benched Josh Allen. I lost by less than half a point in my other league.
Yeah, you got robbed.
Yes. I mean, all you had to do is complete one pass, and I win that game. One stinking pass, dude.
Probably scramble for a first down. You would have.
Yes,
it, right?
Exactly, because they had 4 minutes and some change. They were within points where two scores, if they'd have scored, they would have tried an onside kick. Once that third score came, they said they're not going to chance him getting hurt, and he got benched for some idiot fumbling. And I was in the division lead in that league. But anyway, you gave Pat the same kind of deal this week. You won 106.72 to 105.3.
There you go.
Yeah, mine was 136, like, 0.2 to 135.8, John.
very, very, very close.
Our buddy Sean Duffy over at the Tiki Talk podcast, somebody needs to give this parrot some peanut butter and slow him down, because
he's cruising right now.
Yeah, he's 5-0. The Mesa Verdes beat the Boma Bobbers. They took out Tommy Lee. So an ornery guy like Sean take out a really nice guy like Tommy, 130 to 120. The Duckburg Ducks, our buddy Nate Trent, lost to Bob Danke, our buddy Bob Danke, 104 to 101, John. So
That's a close one, too.
It's a very, very interesting this year. Sean Duffy's leading my division at 5-0. Then Evan is 4-1. No extra magic hours. You're tied for second at 4-1, John.
Yeah,
and then I'm 2-3. And then our lovely friend Judith is leading the other division at 4-1, John.
Yeah, very, very nice. My other league, Doug, I had the first pick, and I really had no other choice. I had to take Christian McCaffrey, and he got hurt the second week, and we have 20 teams. And so my next pick was the 40th. So what am I? I'm 0-5. I mean, what am I supposed to do? So, you know,
that's sad. Yeah. I was so happy that in a couple of my leagues, I did Miles Sanders, my ride or die, and I took him over Saquon in the one league, and they all laughed at me. Who's laughing now, John? So, anywho, sometimes you just got to go with your heart. You know what I'm saying, Johnny?
Yeah.
Don't go with the consensus. Like, remember the year I lost to Pat in the championship many moons ago when I took Saquon with the first pick and everybody thought I should take somebody else. Remember?
I sure do. Do you know who has Dak Prescott in our league?
I am not sure.
Yeah.
That's a shame for him, dude.
He's going to be shopping for a quarterback, that's for sure.
So. Yeah, it's a darn shame. Even though I hate the Cowboys, I feel bad. I like Dak. I felt bad for him. He's a hard-working guy.
He seems a genuinely nice guy, too.
Yep.
So it's really, really hard. And it's hard to see anybody get hurt that significant. I mean, that was just gruesome. So.
And then you feel horrible like them. And like now you wish you'd have took the 4-year deal and called it a day, or the 5-year deal.
Yep.
You know, I don't know. I was watching Inside the NFL, and they were talking about the franchise tag and stuff like that. It shouldn't be allowed by owners. And then they're saying now it's a business, and these guys are putting their life on the line and all this other stuff for $37 million. I got a buddy of mine at work, John, that, you know, for what we make an hour, needs shoulder surgery again, which he has already had shoulder surgery, and he's getting by feeding his family, and you got people crying about making $37 million a year.
I know, it's not realistic, is it?
It's like, shut up.
It's totally out of proportion to the rest of society. So.
Yeah, and nobody's making you do it. You understand what I'm saying? It's not a law. You have to play football. You could go.
No, not at all. You know, you could have used that college degree that you got free with your scholarship or whatever, and you could now be an accountant in Albuquerque. But you chose not to. So you know.
So I mean, you're doing very well. You're blessed. So stop. Anywho, John, Florida residents will be able to buy a Walt Disney World 50th license plate supporting Make-A-Wish, John.
Disney has today announced that it plans to produce a Florida State specialty license plate in honor of Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. Proceeds from the sale of the plate will go to Make-A-Wish of Central and Northern Florida. Design of the specialty plate will be revealed at a later date, but interested car owners can purchase a pre-sale voucher for now for $25 plus applicable state administration fees to local county tax collector's office and license plate agencies across the state of Florida. So, yes, we'll probably get at least one for one of our cars.
Yeah, I would get one.
And it's good, too, that you actually know where the money is going. A lot of these specialty plates, I don't know Lisa had to have a Tampa Bay Lightning one back a couple of months ago, so I got her that one. But I have no idea where the money is going. I hope it's just not feeding into the organization. I hope it actually goes to a charity. So.
Yeah, I hope so, too, John. This is good news for all. Who knows? Bob's fiddle faddle on this, but hopefully it is good news to him. Disney's Coronado Springs reopened yesterday, John.
Yay!
On October 17th. Today we're recording on the 18th, so.
That's a good sign, and I'm hopefully. I mean, that's we're getting near the end of all the ones that were closed, and hopefully we see a date for Port Orleans, Riverside, and French Quarter, because I still haven't seen any dates for them.
No, and if we come down and we don't stay with our friends at the Wyndham, if it's just me and Brenda, then you could bet your bottom dollar that's probably where we're going to stay.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, Doug, just based on my past experiences in hotels the last couple of months, you're not going to have a dusty shelf this time. So no. I don't think you're going to have to worry about that. Well, if anything, they're super cleaning every room. So.
Or I might go through our good friend at Melissa and maybe get something over at one of the DVC resorts, but we'll see. I thought you were going to continue reading that, John.
All right, Disney's one of things. I'm sorry, I got caught with a yawn there. Reopens to guests today following the COVID-19 shutdown and subsequent hosting of the NBA bubble. As with all other Walt Disney World Resort hotels, not everything is open. In particular, dining is restricted to just a few locations, with the main food court, new table service, Toledo remaining closed. Let's see, the places that are open are the Barcelona Lounge, the Dahila Lounge, Rick's Bart's Bar and Grill, Siesta's Cantina, Three Bridges Bar and Grill. The gift shop is open, Panchitos, and then of course activities. You got all the pools and the movies and the fitness centers. Looks like both fitness centers are open in the volleyball courts, and of course the bus transportation is available.
Yeah, speaking of bus transportation, I'm going to skip right over to another one. The Swan and Dolphin has changed out their who they're using as their bus provider now, John. Do you see this? Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin theme park drop-off location moved to charter lots following yesterday's switch to the Mir shuttle. What's up with that?
Sounds like, following the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin move from using Walt Disney World bus transportation to Mirrors for all routes, it has resulted in drop-off locations moving to the charter bus lots at the parks. This means that the Swan and Dolphin will not be able to use the main Walt Disney World transportation bus stops at the parks, and instead now uses the charter bus stops, which are typically farther away from the entrances. In particular, the Magic Kingdom stop is now the ticket and at the TTC and not at the main entrance.
Holy moly!
Yeah, so now you're going to have to get on the monorail or on the ferry. At Disney Springs, the drop-off is expected to move to the west side instead of the main bus loop in the town center.
What the hell is that all about? What, is Disney kicking them while they're down?
No, this is what it sounds like to me. It sounds like Swan and Dolphin had a lease agreement with Disney to provide the actual bus transportation, and part of that lease agreement was the fact that they use Disney buses and you get dropped off at Disney bus stop locations, and that to probably try to save some money, because obviously everybody's looking some way to save some money right now. Instead of re-signing that lease agreement, the Swan and Dolphin went with Mirrors Transportation because it's more affordable. Yeah. And Disney went, well, that's fine, but you can't use our bus stops.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame, though. You'd think that both sides could have come to some kind of agreement for that. I mean, because that's a joke. That's a joke getting dropped off at the TTC.
Yeah, that really, really stinks. But at the same time, I understand Disney's point. Their bus stops are for their buses, not for Mirrors Transportation. And those are certain they have attitudes about the way that you're going to be a bus driver. And frankly, if I'm driving and I don't want to hit a Mirrors bus or have him hit me. So, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I'm just shocked that they couldn't come out with some kind of agreement for this, because they've been using Disney buses forever.
Yeah. I wonder what happened there. There, it has to be that, though. I mean,
it's over money, John. There's no ifs, no ends, no buts, or candies or nuts. It's about money. It has the bottom dollar, and the Swan probably needed to save, and Disney said, we're not coming down. That's the way I could see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Or we're going up.
Or Disney said we're charging more now, and we can't afford it. The Swan and Dolphin. I mean, they just laid off what 2,000. I don't know the exact number, so don't DM me. I'm just throwing it out there.
A couple thousand people,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was 4,000 or 5,000. So I think.
No, I don't know. It's a shame though, because.
And that's another reason too, Doug. I mean, hey, granted, it's not an ugly bus, but it would be off-putting to see that big yellow bus at the front of the Magic Kingdom as opposed to all the Disney buses. So.
Well, the other thing is, John, now what's going to happen with the friendship boats?
I don't know. Yeah, from the Swan and Dolphin. That's interesting, too.
Yeah.
I imagine that's probably part of the agreement, too. But that since they're, I wonder if maybe that had to do with it. Since they're not running now, maybe Swan and Dolphin were like, why are we paying this amount of money when the boats aren't even running? So
yeah.
Maybe once the boats are up and running again, maybe they'll re-sign some kind of agreement for Disney-owned transportation.
Yeah, because that'd be horrible. Because I bet your bottom dollar, I mean, if those boats ain't running and I'm staying at the Swan and Dolphin, my ass is walking over the boardwalk and I've been on a boat.
Yeah, but then you won't get to use the best docks out there.
Yeah, and that's a shame. I mean, yeah, let me go sit on this stainless steel piece of junk when I could be under this beautiful awning that the Swan and Dolphin has.
Yep.
I don't know. Taste of Epcot International Food and Wine Festival gets its end date.
Oh, they finally figured out when they're ending.
Yeah, and when the regular food and wine's going to start.
Epcot's Modified Food and Wine Festival now has an ending date, November 22nd. When the event was originally announced, it was described as running through to the fall, but without giving an exact date. Beginning shortly after, on November 27th,
yeah,
Epcot
Christmas.
Will celebrate highlights from the Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. So, not much change. Just
no.
Some menu items will adjust.
You got so. 5 days with no booths open.
Right through a weekdays, you know, and the weekend it'll be off to the holidays. So,
Disney Park Pass at Walt Disney World extended to January of 2022. What the hell is that, John?
We'll see. Walt Disney World's theme park reservation center Disney Park Pass has now been extended into 2022. Oh, goodness. The system, which was introduced to manage capacity for the reopening of Walt Disney World following COVID-19, now has availability through to January 14th of 2022. The previous latest bookable date was September 26, 2021. COVID-19 conditions continue to be high at levels throughout the U.S. and Florida, and Disney CEO Bob Chapek has recently stated the parks will remain at a reduced capacity. So.
Yeah, we're going to have to take care of Bob and Rob. They need help. You guys,
I'm going to have to go ahead and look at May and our trip and make our park reservations so I can go ahead and get it set up and everything. So I want to try to at least make sure that we can get into that's another reason that we wanted to go at the beginning of May. I think that's going to be the best chances for Lisa and JJ's passes to be able to use, you know. So.
Yeah, you're with your family pass you
yeah.
have.
Yep.
Tomorrowland Transit Authority People Mover refurbishment extended to almost to the end of the year. Like, what the hell is taking so long? They could have built a new People Mover by now.
Don't want a new People Mover. So.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I guess they're redoing the entire ride. Hopefully it won't break down no more, John.
Yeah, we'll see. The TTA refurbishment has been extended to at least December 26th of 2020. Magic Kingdom ride closed in the first week of March and has not reopened since. The reopening date has been moved back 4 times since the refurbishment began and was most recently planned to be closed through November 28th. The People Mover has been seen operating without guests on numerous occasions since the park reopened on July 12th, but has remained stationary in recent days.
Hope it's open by May, John.
Yeah, you and me both.
I do want to get their t-shirts, so... I want to get a People Mover t-shirt. Have you seen them around much, John?
Yeah, I've seen those, and I've got the hat. Actually, we bought JJ a blueprint one that was really cool. So,
do you want me to read this one, John?
Sure.
Keep you off the front lines. Senator Warren asked Disney to explain its dividend payments and high executive pay while laying off 28,000 frontline workers.
Let me go over here for a minute.
Yeah. United States Senator Elizabeth Warren has sent a letter to the Walt Disney Company to obtain information on the company's announced layoff of 28,000 workers and what Warren views as a prioritization of stock buybacks, dividend payments, and high executive pay. In a letter to Disney, she says, in the years of leading up to the crisis, your company prioritized the enrichments of executives and stockholders through hefty compensation packages and billions of dollars. Hence, estimatedly, the $78 billion the quarter before of profit that all this came down. worth of dividends payment and stockholder buybacks, all of which weakened Disney's financial cushion and the ability to retain and pay its frontline workers amid a pandemic. I would like to know whether Disney's financial practices have impacted the company's decision to lay off workers or whether your company plans to extend health care or other critical benefits and protection to laid off employees. She goes on to say it appears that prior to and during the pandemic, Disney took care of its stock of executives, shareholders, and now is hanging its frontline workers out to dry. You could view the full text letter from Senator Warren from the site. It says, a part of the 28,000 workers at the domestic theme parks who are being separated from their company, more than 20,000 of them are at Walt Disney World. Among the layoffs are cast members with decades of service to the company. And I read a lot of them on Twitter, dude. It was very sad. There was a lot of sad people. This week is seeing the dismantling of vast majority of the Walt Disney World Entertainment Department. Senator Warren has given the company until October 27, 2020 for an answer to her seven questions. Which, I asked those same questions myself. John, you asked none of those questions, and you're not liable for anything I just said.
No, I appreciate the effort of a congresswoman from Massachusetts to have interest of our cast members down here in Florida, because obviously it never occurred to any of our senators or our governor to question anything about Walt Disney World, God forbid. So
yeah, you know, because the billions of dollars that are the millions of dollars they get in campaign contributions.
Yep. And that's on both sides of the aisle. I know.
Yes,
that,
absolutely, you know, it is.
Yeah, there's no Democrat or Republican criticizing anything from Florida. So, you know, it's such BS. It really is. It takes somebody from another state to call BS on it, and it really is a load of crap.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm a registered independent, John, because I like to bleed through all the bullcrap from both sides and feel what's best for me and my family. But the bottom line is, I've been creeping and crawling and crying about this forever. I don't understand, and my whole argument is, and the same thing I've said about the airlines. I don't understand, me and you are taught, John, we got to put money aside for a rainy day, or if we get screwed, it's on us, right or wrong. How come every time one of these big companies that are just printing money for years and something goes wrong, me and you, John, are supposed to take our tax dollars and bail them out? That's my problem. Same thing with a bank. Why do I have to fix a bank? That's your business. Be like a banker fixing my house for me. I want to call up all these bankers that got bought out. They should have to come out on the job site and fix all the houses. It ain't my job to know how to fix a bank. And you're the one that was supposed to see it coming. And you get bailed out for it. If I give a bad estimate on a bathroom job, nobody's bailing me the hell out, John.
No, probably not.
I'm not going to call up, yo, Governor Murphy, listen, I bid this kitchen, right? And I thought that the cabinets were going to cost $14,000. They cost $24,000, Governor Murphy. Could you please give me my 10 grand back? I messed up. I made a boo-boo. You think Governor Murphy's going to send me 10 grand, John?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to send me a bill for 10 grand for taking up a minute of his time. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know where Disney is printing money for 10 years, and then all of a sudden they have one bad 6 months, and it's the end of the world to them. They're all surviving. I know Bob and Bob ain't selling any of their 57 mansions. I mean,
no, and I'm pretty sure their medical insurance is still in place, too.
Yep, so. And I guarantee Bob still bought all his fish for his koi pond this month. It's just aggravating. New nonstop security scanners now at Epcot's main entrance. That's pretty cool, John.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and I've been through them a couple of times. It works really well. You no bag. Well, they still look through your bag a little bit, but you can still get kind of pulled over and inspected. I have been twice out of the five times I've been through there, just because I'm a suspicious looking guy.
See, so, you know. I'm just so damn sexy. I'm like that hot girl at the airport. They always have to frisk. You know,
is that what it is?
Us good looking people. We just it's a cross we have to bear, John.
You poor guy, you.
If I had told you how many times they've wanted to pat me down, John. Yeah, hey, handsome, get over here.
Lord, how do your headphones even fit on your head? I don't even know.
Come on, John. What are you trying to say, buddy?
I'm going to have to check this out tomorrow, Doug. Yeah. Annual pass holder exclusive store opens in Epcot's Germany Pavilion. The new annual pass holder exclusive store in Epcot's Germany Pavilion is now open, offering a range of pass holder logo merchandise and offerings from around World Showcase and beyond. The store is heavily discounted. Many items are 50% off, which can then be had at an additional 30% off.
You might be able to get a cuckoo clock, John.
No, this looks like all – it looks like they've removed a lot of that stuff for now and put a lot of this in. Sweetening the deal even further, a $50 purchase qualifies for a free bonus gift. Store is open from 11:30 a.m. to park close Monday through Friday and is currently expected to be available through November 17th. A virtual queue is available for busy times.
That's pretty cool, John. You got to take some pictures of the merchandise and send it over to me.
Yeah, I will. And it sounds like it's going to be an area for now to get rid of a lot of maybe 2020 merchandise and a lot of flower and garden for festival merchandise, since that's going to be an overabundance of products there. So,
well, I don't know. It says, yeah, because there's another story here too. It says pop up, annual pass holder pop up shop coming to Germany Pavilion. So there's two stories, separate days, but. What it sounds like to me, John, they want to push some of this. What are you going to do, though? All you Floridians, the COVID, nobody wants 2020, but all your teams are getting championships in 2020. So, I mean, it's been a pretty good year for you guys, John.
Yeah, it's been a good year for sports so far, that's for sure. So, I mean, regardless of what the Rays do in the World Series, they won the American League pennant, which is pretty impressive for a team with the third lowest payroll in all of baseball. So.
Yeah, well, baseball is the one sport. Baseball and football is pretty close, but baseball is really the one sport that money doesn't always matter, because you can get a hot. You can get a hot team that could get a couple young pitchers. Like there's ways. Billy Ball from the A's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, speaking of another good-looking guy, me and Brad Pitt. I got you, Brad. I see you, Brad. Me and you. I know what it's like to be hot like Brad. You know what I'm saying, John?
No, actually, I don't. So, you know, you'll have to tell me sometime.
I'm sorry, John. I don't like to brag, you know.
Yeah, I can tell.
I've been known to get a free order of French fries here or there in my day, John.
Ooh, look at you, huh?
Anywho, what's this? Hades Nachos returns to the Magic Kingdom for Halloween?
I'm gonna go ahead and say that's Hades as opposed to Hades.
There you go, John. I knew you would get me on that. Come on, I'm having some fun. Anyway, Hades Nachos returns to the Magic Kingdom. First appeared in 2018 at the Not So Scary Halloween Party, so they're just gonna sell them for during normal park hours here now, John.
Yeah. I guess just during the Halloween season. Yeah, I think. We actually tried these that year. We went out for the Halloween party.
I don't know if I'd like these. I call them Hades. I don't want to be Hades because I don't like anything to do with the devil, John, just so you know. And heat. Hades Nachos are black bean nachos chips with fiery buffalo chicken, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, salsa, and jalapeno. John, all I'm saying is this is nothing I want in my belly at a long day at the park.
Probably not in the heat. No.
But I'm just saying, I'm sure that's not going to sit too well, John. You better have some Pepto-Bismol with you. I mean, I could see me, and especially now if you're staying at the Swan and Dolphin and you eat this, you got to hop on the monorail, then go to the TTA to get a bus to get home. You might not make it back to your bathroom.
You might run into a bit of trouble.
So if you're going to eat this, you better be staying at the Poly, the Contemporary, or Grand Floridian.
Or don't mind public restrooms.
Exactly. We need to put a little spot up for that one, John, as far as if you're eating during this time of the podcast, please don't.
Well, you know, we're supposed to be a couple guys sitting around the pub shooting the crap. So.
Yes. No pun intended, John.
There you go.
But I don't know. Are you going to get them?
No, that looks a little too ooey gooey for me.
I'll be honest with you. Don't even look too scrumptious. No. Don't look too tasty, does it?
No, and it looks like it's. And some people love that nacho or that the plastic cheese sauce. And I'm not a giant fan of it, so it's okay. Now, if it had like regular shredded buffalo chicken on it, and maybe it had melted, cheddar cheese on it, I'd probably try it. But I'm not a big fan of that cheese sauce. So. No.
And our friends over at the Happiest Vlogs on Earth, Jen and Scott, you know, with their new bundle of joy, their little Disney princess. A bunch of babies' onesies and toddler dresses arrived, John.
Oh, my goodness, Doug. You better go get you some.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm talking for them, John. I'm sure they would love all these for their little princess, though.
Oh, I'm their little newborn. Positive.
They're over there. Perhaps the most beloved parts of visiting Walt Disney World is getting to see Disney princesses. And if your little one is a princess fan, there are some new apparel options that will make your life magical. There's a bunch of different onesies here, so I'm sure Jen's little princess will have one, and Scott's will have one of each of these.
Yeah, they're all look to be all $29.99 each, and so, and they're really cute. So yeah. You know.
Sure, if you had a little princess, John, you'd be buying one of these tomorrow.
No, we'd be in trouble if I had it. Thank goodness I had a boy that kind of lost interest with Disney when he was about 12, because otherwise I would have ran into a world of hurt. If I would have had a little girl, oh, goodness.
The new Grand Floridian rooms look pretty good. They showed pictures of some of the remodeled rooms and the updated rooms. So that's where our friend Melissa's staying, I think, in May. So.
Well, foo-foo.
Well, that's Scott's favorite resort, too, the Grand Floridian. So, Swizzle's Lounge now serving the Direct and Chance Halloween party. That's over at Universal Orlando. Have you ever think about going over there for Halloween Horror Nights or anything, John?
Yes, we've been wanting to go several years in a row. But the problem is, I know if I go to a Halloween Horror Nights that I'm going to want to have a couple beers and drinks and stuff like that. And being responsible, I didn't think it would. I certainly don't want to drive after that. So then we have to coordinate a hotel room. And nowadays, it'd be a lot easier. We could definitely take an Uber back to Disney or something like that if we happen to stay. But, yeah, we've always wanted to go because Lisa's a huge horror movie fan. And there's a couple I like. There's a couple of years ago, American Werewolf in London was out there, and I really wanted to see that house, but you know, we never made it. So
yeah, I honestly don't think that I could do it. I've said before I'd probably be in jail.
You would not do well.
No, so. I don't like people yelling and screaming. I mean, it might be better now as far as with the COVID. They won't be able to get real in your face, but I wouldn't cope with that.
No, and you're not their target anyway, Doug. As me and you in the middle.
Come on, those girls, they'd be wanting to scream at me. Come on, John.
Well,
look at the hot guy walking down the boulevard. We got to get him. All the girls would be yelling, John.
Yeah, no, they're looking for those 17-year-old girls is who they try to scare. So,
anywho, I know this is right up your line, John. A new Mickey pizza purse now available at Walt Disney World. Do you know anybody that said, I got to have a Mickey ear purse? I mean, even a kid, I don't even see them wanting it.
I think there's a pretzel one, too. And I'm like, who buys this stuff? I don't know. Some of it's just it. And it well, at least the Mickey-shaped pretzel, that's unique to Walt Disney World. Okay, so that's different. That's kind of, but a pizza slice? How is that unique to Disney in any way?
It has a Mickey head on it, dude, so we got to buy it.
Here,
how much is this junk? And on the back it says Bon Appetito. I mean, what? Oh, John. How much is this thing? It's at the Italy Pavilion at Epcot.
What is it, a lounge fly? That's probably lounge fly stuff, and it's probably
$40, John.
There you go.
$40. It has the plaid, like the Italians, the pizza place style checkered.
Yeah. Checkered. Tablecloth. Yeah.
Inside. I mean, come on, dude. $40 for that? I mean, I don't know. If you're above 5 years old, I'd have to really question you.
says the two guys who are middle-aged talking about Walt Disney World.
Come on, John. Don't judge me.
Okay. All right.
New silver sequin 1971 apparel collection released at Walt Disney World, John. That's pretty cool looking.
Yeah, that's nice. Some nice looking stuff. Gear up for the 50th anniversary of the Magic Kingdom with a new silver sequined apparel collection celebrating the opening year of 71. It looks like all women's stuff, doesn't it? Sweatpants for $49.99.
I hope so. I mean, yeah. A hot guy like me don't even wear sequins, John. I'm not wearing them.
Silver sequin sweatshirt, yeah. $44.99. Whew. Some pricey stuff here, and a lot of sequins. You know what? I don't see Brenda or Lisa or Judith wearing any of this stuff.
No.
So, silver sequined hoodie, $49.99. So, a little pricey.
No. What do we got? The M&M store construction adds more framework at Disney Springs, so that's moving on along, John.
You know, it's still not open out at Disney Springs, and it's truly disappointing, and I'll check it again today, but the NBA store is still not open. And I understand not having the experience open because it's a whole lot of hands-ons, and it wasn't doing well in the first place. But there's a whole lot of hands-on exhibits and stuff like that. It'd be just too much cleaning at this point. But why is the store not reopened yet? Why wasn't it open during the time when the NBA Finals were in Orlando?
Dude, listen. You're too stupid, and so am I, John. We're not these white, you know, collar, Stanford, Harvard bred, Bob Iger geniuses. You know, we're too stupid, John. We're so stupid we'd have never thought to put Disney Magic Kingdom merchandise at Epcot. You know, stuff like that, John. We're not on the cutting edge of thought. We don't think like that, John. Like, God forbid, maybe that. When the teams are in the playoffs, in the bubble, you could have some interaction. Maybe even some of the players sign some stuff and put it in the NBA stores to get some kind of movement in that place that is doing no business whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that have made some sense, John? Like, maybe you get some of the NBA players to sign some merchandise?
That and, I don't know, how about opening the store? I mean, I don't get it. The two disappointing sport things at Disney Springs are the fact that that store is still not open and the fact that the World of Soccer store smells like a stale cigarette. It's so stinky in that store. I mean, as much as Lisa wants a Orlando jersey or Orlando Soccer Club jersey, we'll never buy one from there because it smells like cigarettes and because it's right next to that cigar store. So no way, dude.
I don't get the whole area. They like, I don't get the whole trend that they did with that store, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I mean, and again, it's sad that they didn't promote it more. Like, you'd have thought that they'd have even promoted that NBA store, like, even during the broadcast. If you're in the Orlando area, check out the NBA experience or something. I mean, they had Orlando every day. They had the public eye right there. They didn't do anything to promote. They could have had stuff at that store.
Yeah, and they could have promoted the sports bar, the new little place that's open down there with all the beers. I don't think I ever saw a single commercial for that place.
How cool would it have been, John, if they'd have put in the bubble and made some T-shirts and stuff from the NBA that had all the teams that were in the bubble, like logos on it?
We saw some merchandise that was out, but it was almost specifically for the Lakers winning the championship in front of the castle. That was it. That's all I ever saw. So,
but how cool would it have been at the start of it if they'd have printed up some T-shirts and put every team's logo that was in the bubble on it?
It would have been. Yeah,
welcome to the bubble, Walt Disney World, or something. You know, I mean,
made it to the bubble. Yeah, yeah. So,
I don't know. I think, but no, dude, we're stupid, so we don't know all this stuff.
Yeah, you can't, don't expect to understand it.
Why a boat ain't open, but a bus is, it's enclosed and the other is, I don't know, John.
Tell me, Doug, you tell me.
Do you want the Christmas pork, John, plush rise at Disney Hollywood Studios?
Christmas pork.
Porg. Pork from Star Wars, Christmas dude, pork. You should know.
I was going to say, what's Christmas pork? That sounds good. Halloween may be this month, but it's not too early to prepare for Christmas. Well, according to Doug, it is, but I don't know. This year, I say put up your Christmas decorations. Let's get the year over with.
Oh, yeah.
There's a new Christmas-themed pork plush now available at Disney's Hollywood Studios, and no, it's not adorable. Yeah. This pork is wearing a red and white striped carved from a Santa hat. No, thank you.
Lisa's not going to want one of them?
Don't let Lisa see it.
I might take a picture and have to send it over to her.
Yeah.
She'd probably want it.
She probably would. Anything with Star, anything cute from Star Wars, she's got to have.
Anywho, think happy thoughts with new Peter Pan cap at Walt Disney World? You get one of them, John? I bet you would look cute in it, John.
Don't you think so?
Oh, yeah. I could just see you. Did you see, too, now on Disney Plus, they're putting warnings out for Peter Pan in different movies being explicit or, like,
racially sensitive. And,
yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what, John? I mean, enough already.
Yeah, Peter Pan, I think Aristocats, and there was one more.
But
yeah,
none for Pocahontas, or what about Lone Ranger? None of that's racially insensitive, is it, John?
Well, I mean, Peter Pan is for the Indian stereotypes in it. So.
No, but then it should be for Pocahontas. They're called savages throughout the movie, and I don't want it to be, because that's American history.
But that was by the British butthead, so, you know, I mean, that's how they referred to him. So, but, no, the stereotypes in Peter Pan are blatantly...
well, I don't remember it, to be honest with you, but it's like, I mean, it's everything, John. I just want to turn on Disney Plus and watch some shows.
And what people don't realize is that when some of these movies were made, and then I don't know if you've ever watched Bugs Bunny cartoons from the 40s, but they were horrible. But we were at war with Japan.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have to understand, people. There was a different time. So, I mean...
That's how we learn from our mistakes. We're not saying anything is right, but how do you learn? Like, it's called history. I mean, under the logic of way we're going right now, like, all of Europe should just be imploded, John. I mean, the Colosseum should be taken down brick by brick, John. That's all I'm saying.
I think they have, I mean, of course, through history, they certainly have tried to do a lot of that. You look at the Middle Ages, where so much of the church controlled so much of Europe, they tried to get rid of everything that had any type of a different mindset. So, yeah, I mean, people have certainly tried to do that in history. So,
on the show, just be kind to one another. Just judge everybody by how they treat you, and that's it.
Yeah.
Right or wrong, Johnny?
Well, sounds good to me.
Yeah. Good morning from another beautiful day in the Magic Kingdom. Tomorrowland Transit Authority, they're trying to say it's reopening here, but it's not reopening, John. They're getting confused by this.
Yeah, it sounds confusing. It's opening, it's not opening. So apparently it's staying closed until December 26th at least.
Yeah.
So.
More canopy pieces poised for installation at show buildings over at, I think this is for...
Tron Coaster.
Tron Coaster, yeah. I mean... When is this thing going to be done, John?
I don't know. I just want your train back open. I really miss riding around the train because that's one of them things, no matter how busy the park is or how hot it is, it's a nice, peaceful... That and the transit or the TTA are the two things that you can wait just a couple of minutes, get on, and then actually get a breeze as you're making your way around. So.
Well, it's saying now that as previously reported, scaffolding is gone from the back of the show building. Some paneling remains to be finished. On the walls of Space Mountain, so it's Space Mountain's getting clearer and clearer, getting back to normal. I'll be more excited about that train opening than Tron. Like, the train will be like brand new to me again.
Yeah, I went to Animal Kingdom a couple of weeks ago, and it was so nice hearing the train whistle and seeing the train pass, and then actually. Even Busch Gardens, they've got a very nice setup out there where they run a train around the park, and it's an old steam engine. So, and it's nice to have that in the background as you walk around and make your way around the parks, and you hear that whistle. So, yeah, it's disappointing. We haven't heard that in 5 years now, Doug. I don't know how long it's been. Too long, that's for sure.
Well, answer me this, John: have you downloaded that Animal Kingdom, any of it yet?
Downloaded, yes. Watched it, no.
Why? It's so good. It was on last night again. Me and Brenda, Friday night. It's must-see TV for us.
Yeah, I got college football and Rays baseball and a lot of other sports going on right now. So as soon as I'll try to watch it. I'm going to Disney now, so you're going to have to wait till next weekend.
You're sad, dude. Very sad. I mean, I've gotten some feedback, but it is. I honestly believe it's the best thing that Disney has done on Disney Plus. Myself, I like it better than The Mandalorian.
I do have it downloaded on my tablet, so it's ready to go when I have a chance.
So. It is so good. This week's they drained the hippopotamus area, which they showed you construction on that. They showed Casanova, which they kept saying Casanova, and I thought they were calling out to me on the screen, but then I realized they were talking about the bird over at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Okay.
And he had some work. They had to check him for his feathers and stuff, but they showed how they took him back and how he's been greeting guests for – he's 22 years old, John, which was pretty cool. And they showed the monkeys, the orangutans – not the orangutans, the baboons. They had three females, and they finally introduced a male, but they thought his vision was bad, so they had to check his vision and all, and he's actually okay. It's just a trait he picked up, but – it shows how they take, I mean, the way they take care of these animals, John, it's incredible what they do with them, too, and how smart they are. It showed the female, also it had the tigers, John, and they drew blood from the tiger without putting her down, and the tiger actually put her tail out the door. Shit, this tiger is easier to deal with than my dog.
Well, you probably have five people that are trained specifically to train. You know, if you had a team of five people that are trained to deal with your dog, I'm pretty sure at
nope.
some point he would get...
Dude, no, you know, we hired a dog trainer, right? She comes out, right? And she's pushed the leash on. She puts the leash on Presley, right? This leather leash. We paid a lot of money for it. And she's telling us how to control him, and she's controlling him, and he's sitting next to her. Next thing you know, she goes to pull on him. The leash is gone. He ate the leash right in half, right under her watch.
All right, so never mind.
She's going to yank on his leash, and he turns around. He's looking up at her. I'm like, he ate half. He ate through the leash. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, dude. I guarantee if they had Presley as a puppy and this tiger as a puppy, the tiger is more trainable than what my dog is. But anyway, it was amazing. Like, they would tell her, move back, and she would move back. Move back a little more, and she's laying down eating meat, John, like these cubes of meat. Like,
yum, yum, yum.
Meat that Robbie would eat, like grade one flaming.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
great meat, but it's backing up. Like, she gets a needle in her tail and acts like it don't even happen, like it's no big deal. And if you put a needle in Presley's tail, he'd have bit through the bars.
Eat your hand.
But it shows, dude, how they plant different things for them to play in. Like, they like this lemongrass the tigers do to play in. And they would plant new grass, and they put different scents in there for them. It's amazing what they do for these animals and how – and it's just nice seeing the actual caretakers get the credit they deserve, if you understand what I'm saying, John. The little bit of notoriety of this shows you how – these frontline workers are what makes Disney what it is, not Bob Chapek sitting in his office yelling and Iger. You understand what I'm saying? It's the people behind the scenes, like, you don't even know, which now I know Dr. Dan and all of them. Dan's a cool guy, John, by the way. But you get to know all these behind-the-scenes people and characters that are taking care of these animals, and I'm really enjoying that too, John.
Yeah, that sounds great. And then it would be really exciting once you get back out to Animal Kingdom. Maybe you'll see some of them, you know, especially when you get over to Rafiki's Planet Watch. So.
And the cool thing is when I do ride – the awesome thing you got to watch this is when you ride Kilimanjaro Safari, you're going to know the names of almost all the animals. I'm going to have cue cards or have it in my phone, John. Because they give you all the names of the animals and stuff like that. It's really cool to be able to call out to them when you get there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just don't encourage him to go in front of the truck.
No, I wouldn't do that, John. I'm a nice guy. Speaking of Animal Kingdom, new giraffe resort mug and jumbo apparel arrives at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Those cups are pretty cool.
Yeah, I guess another more type of stuff of the orange bird thing at Epcot. I saw gobs of people using them things, so...
But I like this Animal Kingdom Lodge coffee mug or drink mug with the giraffe handle on it.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's different. I like the coloring on it. I would look good up on my shelf here in my office. You know what I'm saying? And the T-shirts are $29. Jumbo, they're pretty nice. Animal Kingdom Lodge, I'd probably get me one of them if I stayed at the lodge.
Yeah, it's nice to see that. Hopefully, let's see, make sure that place is open, because the last time I was at the actual lodge, the main gift shop wasn't even open. I had to go over to the one at Kidani Village to do any shopping. So.
Well, it looks like it's open now, John. And I love that one. Me and Brenda still have some rocks from there from years ago we bought.
Yeah, that's one of the best gift shops on property. That one, and for some reason, even though it's a moderate resort, I really love Fulton's Country Store there in, at by the River Roost in Portland Riverside.
No, that's best, one of the best stores on property.
It is. It really is. So,
what the key is, you go get half lit at the River Roost and go on a shopping spree at Fulton is the Davis family way.
You know, that might be a Peter's family way too. So.
Yeah, lucky I am. My wife is not; she's not a kind of a gift shop kind of buying girl. I'm the one that spends the money at the Davis house.
Well, somebody is definitely a gift shop girl, and that would be Lisa. So.
Brenda's the type. Oh, honey, buy, like, I like that. Get it. I like that. Get it. Like, for me, buy 17 shirts if I want them. But her, I don't want it. I don't. I don't, of course, but. If I did, she would have no problem with it, if you follow me. Lisa, but I like that mug for $20.
Lisa won't spend a whole lot of money at regular prices now, because she knows that I can get the discount and everything goes to Cast, or a lot of stuff goes to Cast Connection at some point and stuff like that. So she's done with that, but boy, she loves when she finds stuff on sale. Holy cow. So
I hear you.
And
I
then
can't
it's stuff
her.
We don't even need. Who's going to wear that? Nobody's going to wear it. Yeah, but it's so cool. But nobody's going to wear it. So.
But it's cool.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a great price. But that doesn't mean anything.
This is shocking. Walt Disney World park hours not extended for New Year's Eve. No special events. I thought maybe they would have at least a park open late that night, John, bringing the New Year.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they're just trying to cut down on the crowds, because you know it would be packed if they did open it, so, and
it
probably
like
people congregating in one area. Yeah, I guess this would be the first year ever on different tack that I guess they won't do the ball drop in New York, huh?
Yeah. They're going to do the ball drop, but nobody's going to be there.
Yeah, so.
Well, I'm surprised so. Disney didn't do something like $1,000 a ticket to have a party, but, you know,
well,
I'm not being smart, but I'm surprised they
the
didn't do something like that.
Maybe they'll still figure out how to do that at Contemporary.
To gouge, you know, get it where they can. But yeah, they're right now it's saying something about Magic Kingdom's only open to 7, Epcot 8, Studios 7, and Animal Kingdom 5. So we'll see. It says New Year's Eve sometime as late as 2 a.m. it used to be. So that's sad, though. Very, very sad. What else do we have here? We have some more stuff down here, John.
I see some new stuff for the Haunted Mansion merchandise for those women who like those purses, the Dooney and Burke stuff. So, need another ghoulish accessory for your wardrobe? Foolish mortals can get their hands on the newest Dooney and Burke, featuring the popular wallpaper pattern from the Haunted Mansion. Disney Springs. These handbags will be available at the World of Disney. Given the high demand for those purses, a virtual queue may be in place for the shopping event. Purchase limits will apply. Additional details like pricing have yet to be released. So,
what's your thoughts on this, John? Walt Disney World permits for Polynesian Village Resort, and they're talking about Moana rooms? I don't know. I love Moana. I mean, do you want to hear me sing the song, John?
You know what? Let's read the article. refurbishment has started on the Grand Ceremonial House at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort, but there is much more to be done in the resort rooms, some of which are receiving Moana theming. New permits suggest refurbishment of the rooms will begin soon. The 7 permits each correspond to one of the 7 buildings at the Polynesian Resort. The Atoro, Tuvalu, Niue, Fuji, Rarotonga, Hawaii, and Samoa. We caught a glimpse of some test rooms back in August when the new theming was first announced. The test rooms have different doors, carpeting, light scores, scones that reflected designs from Moana. The contracted for the refurbishment is Friedrich Watkins Company. FWC also created the pirate theme rooms at the Caribbean Beach, which we recently toured. So it sounds like, I mean, people were acting like they were going to theme the whole resort to Moana, but it oh, Lord. Okay.
Hi. Do I sound just like her, John?
You bet. You bet. So, but, yeah, people were acting like they were going to retheme the entire resort to Moana. No, it just sounds like some of the rooms, just like pirate ones at Caribbean Beach, and then the Princess and the Frog ones at Riverside. So, yep.
Yeah, you knew this was going to be a trend. Slowly but
surely.
Yeah,
it's cool, because, I mean, you get people that's their favorite movie. Yeah, it's cool. You can actually go stay inside the place. Actually, I looked it up just for the heck of it after doing the show with Bob last week to see what kind of room rates I could get for beginning of December. And with my discount and everything, if we wanted to, we could stay in a pirate-themed room at Caribbean Beach for, I think it was $145 a night. So...
Oh, maybe you and Lisa ought to go there for, like, one of your anniversaries, John. You could dress up like a pirate, put a patch on your eye, get real romantic. What do you think, John?
No, she was the redhead. Hey, why not?
Here you go, buddy. Here you go. Now we're talking, John.
Yeah, that sounds a little fun.
There you go. See, I'm here for you, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Hey, matey, over here. Anywho, I could see them with now doing the Beauty and the Beast with the new rose at the Grand Floridian. Yeah, I could see some of those rooms being converted to Beauty and the Beast rooms too.
Yeah, and like we said, I don't think there's nothing wrong with this at all. I mean, because it's not going to detract from the actual resort. It's just some of the people staying in some of the rooms get an added benefit. So yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I could see it happening. Oh, and then there was this other article here about Ratatouille, John.
Yeah, we wish that dang place would open.
Don't you love how this site kicks back when you go into an article, how big of a pain?
It's a little bit irritating. Though rumors suggest that Remy's Ratatouille Adventure will not open this year.
Really?
The exterior portion of the France Pavilion expansion is coming along nicely. Signage was recently installed at the future attraction, and street signs were added to buildings. There were workers on the sidewalk next to La Croperie de Paris when we rode the Skyliner today. An additional shrubbery is ready and staged in the courtyard to the right. So it looks ready, just about. I mean, obviously they got to finish the paving and stuff, but a lot of it looks literally ready to go. So it's disappointing to hear that they're not going to be open until next year.
Well, what's disappointing to me is, John, this is putting a monkey wrench in me coming down, because as long as this takes to open, the less leverage I have to get Brenda to come. You know what I'm saying? If if that opens, it kind of tips the scales a little bit.
There you go. There you go. And then I could go on it and tell you what a great time it was. And so.
What is this? Signs removed from the Void at Disney Springs? What the heck's that?
The Void was like this virtual reality experience.
That's right. There you go.
Yeah, Star Wars experience and stuff in there, so.
I guess it's permanently closed now. That's sad, because that seemed to be catching on before this all happened.
Yeah, and it was actually a really good price for cast members, too, and I never had a chance to get over there and experience it. So it is disappointing.
What's this? Disney looks to protect Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy film profits? You see that, Johnny?
No, I don't even see where you're at, so...
Hold on,
things are moving around too much.
Well, it's an article there. It's right on the same page as the Void, right there. What's this saying here now? I'll have to read it. I know people prefer you reading, but Disney looks to protect Avengers, Guardians of the Galaxy film profits from lawsuit by technology company. Disney is facing a lawsuit that could threaten profits from the biggest blockbuster in recent years, including Avengers Age of Ultron's Guardians of the Galaxy and the remake of Beauty and the Beast. According to a Hollywood Reporter, the suit has been filed by Reardon, a technology company claiming ownership of the visual effects technology that captures an actor's facial performance and processes the data into computer-generated heads and film characters. Reardon says that their software was stolen by digital effect house Digital Domain 3.0, who used to create characters for studios including Disney, 20th Century Fox, and Paramount. So it looks like they're going to be in some litigation, John, as it goes on and on. But yeah, just what they need, a little more spice in the stew, huh, John?
Yeah, exactly. So why not? So hey, I can go check out these today, Doug. Let's see. The Christmas tree is now staged for installation at Walt Disney World. With only 2 weeks until November, Walt Disney World is preparing for Christmas. So Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is canceled. There are still plenty of holiday offerings coming to the resort. One holiday tradition we're glad to see returning is Disney Christmas trees. We spotted some trees ready for staging while driving behind the Magic Kingdom today. Ornaments and tinsel remain on the trees in storage so they can be quickly put together when the holiday season arrives. The trees are currently dismantled, but the pieces will be stacked together to create the towering decorations we love. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll probably go in the back way today, and then I can see those. So there you go.
It's going to be a little warm for Christmas trees, but you'll enjoy it.
It's Florida. We've had Christmas when it was 87 degrees before, so.
Did you see this, John? First look at Count Dooku legacy lightsaber coming to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. Did you see that?
Yeah, I was looking through that article. Let's see if I can get back up there now. Now I lost that one. This site, Doug.
I know, it's a pain. We don't want to total disparage them because we use it a lot, but it's sad the way that it kicks you out. And then it reformats itself, too. You notice that, too? It goes from having four articles down to two.
Yes, that's what I'm having a problem with. Following a challenge on the Disney Parks blog, the Jedi weapon of Cal Kestis, Padawan survival of Order 66 and starring hero of 2019's critically acclaimed Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order video game, will make its way to Dock Ondar's Den of Antiquities in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge later this year. Cal's will be the first lightsaber offered at Docks to have originated from a video game and joins other iconic legacy lightsabers including Luke Skywalker, Rey, Darth Vader, and more in the collection. So that's kind of cool. They're actually bringing in some of the stuff from video games to the Star Wars canon. For those who count Kestis among their favorite characters or love Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, this will be a day long remembered. I don't know about that, but even more memorable legacy lightsabers will join Doc Ondar's collection. Shoko Tano hits and blades from Star Wars The Clone Wars and Count Dooku's Sith weapon, featuring its signature elegant curved handle design along with its flourishing blade Imitar Guard, will come to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge this fall. So,
well, I don't know. I'm just excited about the plexiglass dividers to be installed at all ride vehicles on Star Wars Rides of the Resistance, John. I mean, I wish, first of all, if I could go back, I would make sure that this never came. But if I had a chance to do anything, I would have invested stock in plexiglass.
Oh, if I would have bought plastic back in February.
Yeah. Holy moly, dude. I've never seen more plexiglass. You go into our Target, it's like you feel like you're in a wall of glass.
Yep. And I realize, I guess, it makes people feel better, and hopefully it's helping, but my goodness, does it cut down on the ventilation and breathability in places.
Dude,
waiting
in
a queue with that stuff is horrible.
You know how bad I want to buy a bottle of Windex and walk up to the register and start wiping the other side down just for shits and giggles?
There you go.
Let me get this for you. What else is going on here, John? Frozen Ever After line starts here. Greetings, world travelers. We had quite an exciting day at Epcot. So they're moving, but showing you the lines for that. They've been pretty
back
long, they're saying.
Yeah.
Crazy long to get on that.
You can get a snack at the Lotus Blossom Cafe while you're waiting in line for Frozen. Literally, that's where the line started. So.
They should have to pass out school bread while you're waiting, John. Nomad Lounge added to walk-up waitlist service on My Disney Experience. That's pretty cool for me, even though I hate My Disney Experience. Disney's Wishes maiden voyage now expected for summer of 2022, the new cruise ship. That's crazy, John.
Yeah, I saw a picture the other day of like four cruise ships just parked and ready for the scrapyard, because and they weren't Disney ones, but they were I think two Royal Caribbean and two Carnival ones. It's just they're never going to get back to the business they had, and these were the older ships and they scrapped them. So
That's a shame. I mean those Disney boats, dude, they should I hope they're moving them, because you know anything that sits a long time it gets more damage than if you drove the damn thing.
Oh, yeah. Especially a ship. Yeah, you can't have them ships sitting at dock for too long.
But it's saying here, Nomad Lounge waitlist service on My Disney Experience, Olivia's Cafe now offering to-go options at Walt Disney World. So you can get to-go to it, Olivia's, John.
And, interesting, Doug. Did you see the Disney sidestep Senator Warren's questions on mass layoffs and executive salaries with snide public statement to CNBC?
Yeah, I believe that, John. Come on, Bob deserves his $68 million, John. He does. I mean, he can't. How is he going to feed his family, John?
Disney has once again clapped back at government officials, this time in an attempt to cast doubt over a meticulously worded and researched letter sent to the company executives Bob Iger and Bob Chetnik, written by Senator Elizabeth Warren. In her letter, we saw that, but CNBC shared the statement issued to them by Disney by a company spokesman during today's closing bell segment. The statement indicated the letter was filed with inaccuracies without addressing any in particular. It's wrong. Well, what part? It's wrong.
So sad, isn't it, John?
Yeah. So
I mean, there's people.
Disney basically just said it's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, no. The sad part is John, like all these people that I did see, like online, like a lot of people, like the one girl was 17 years there, you know, with the company, and they just cut her like she's a loose piece, like piece of trash. After 17 years, I mean, first of all, most employees, with how strict Disney is, John, for you to be there 17 years, you got to be a good employee, because they don't take no girl. They don't give you much leeway on doing anything wrong, do they, John?
Yeah, there's point systems and all kinds of referrals, and yes. So yeah, it's if you've been there that long, you're certainly a very good cast member. So.
Yeah, so that's my point. It's like people that's been there that long, you're going to treat them like that. I mean, that's horrible. And that was one of, I mean, I've seen probably 50 to 100 different people, John, that, right, it's my last day. I'm so sad. 12 years, 30, you know, 15, 12, 10, 9. It's like, that's sad, man. It's a damn shame. But, you know, Bob and Bob have to eat, man. And those shareholders have to get their dividends. It was okay for all those years when they were just okay. Again, with greed, like when Disney stock was 35 a share and it goes up to 70, maybe you ought to sell now. And oh no, it went to 100 and some. Oh, I'm still holding on. Oh, now it dropped. Poor me. You should have cashed out if you were worried about it that much. Am I wrong, John?
No, you're right.
You know, they just held. What do they expect? Like every year, it's going to go up. What was it going to go to? $200, $300 a share? I mean, if you were really, how greedy could you have been when you bought it for $50 or $60 a share, and it's up to $100? Like after a while, John, you got it. Okay, I've made enough. Let me get off this high horse right now. But no, they just thought Disney was going to print money forever, right or wrong.
Yeah, and eventually something like this happened. I mean, it's happened before, too. I mean, 2008, the economy took that downturn, and their stock certainly went down that time, too. So, you know.
Yeah, well, after September 11th, it went down to, like, it went down to $15 a share, John.
Yep.
So, I mean, the point is, like, when do the stockholders have to take some responsibility? Like, they're supposed to be these geniuses that know the market, right or wrong. You say, I'm on CNBC tonight, and I'm telling you it's going up, 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 up. And sell. Well, they go, okay, so now the bottom drops out. Now me and you're supposed, and all the people on the front line are supposed to bail out the cash cows, right, John?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, but that's where I get my argument. Enough is enough already. If you were that smart, you were that much of a genius, when you were reading about what happened when in December and January, when people were reading about this virus that was over in China, if they were so damn smart, why didn't they sell their stock then? But no, let's let all of the poor folk bail out the geniuses that were that are making their $68 million a year. Am I wrong?
No, yeah, you're right.
So, thanks, John. When you give me that backing, I feel even better about my yelling.
I bet. Yeah, you got your.
So you excited? Let's get the higher note. What are you excited to go do this at Epcot? What do you plan on doing?
Well, we're staying at OQS, so we're gonna have to take bus over there. If I plan on doing any drinking, and I probably do, so we'll be taking the bus. So we'll be coming in through the front. So we may hit a couple attractions tomorrow morning. May do Soarin', may do Test Track. I don't know. Lisa is not a big fan of either one of those, but maybe we'll do Living Seas or something like that, and Living with the Land, and then make our way around Epcot. Most of all, I'm just looking forward to being back at Epcot with Lisa. I mean, I've been out there a couple of times, but you know as well as I do, it's kind of weird when you're out there by yourself.
Oh, I miss Brenda so much when I was down there.
Yeah, when you spend so much time there with your loved one, it's wacky to walk around weird, and even though it can get frustrating at times, you know, when you're with somebody else, you're like, let's do this, and they're like, nah, I don't have so. But at the same time, there's that comfortable factor that you miss when you're out there by yourself. So really, dude, looking forward to that. And we may eat some Food and Wine Festival stuff tomorrow, or we may do Beer Garden for dinner, because Beer Garden is now we get a table to yourself. So
there you go.
So, and it would be fun to actually have a table to ourselves and not get pushed into awkward conversations with people you don't know. So,
well, I'll be honest with you, I was there without Brenda roaming around by myself a couple of those days. I found myself looking for her. I realized too. I was alone, because I'm so used to being with her. Like, I would constantly, because when me and her together, like, you know how, like, you and Lisa will separate a little bit in the store or something like that? Like, my eye's never off her. You understand what I'm saying? And I would find myself, where's she at? Oh, that's right, she's home in Jersey. But, you know, that sixth sense of yours goes off real quick that you're worried. You know what I mean, John?
Yep.
I'm so used to her being attacked. You know, we don't go far from each other except for work, so. But now I'm looking forward to hearing about your day down there, John. I'm excited about hearing what you're going to be doing, and I think you'll have a good time, and you'll get to ride the bus and see what it's all about. That'll be one positive thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've done it a couple of times, so yeah. And you know, talk to another bus driver and see how he's liking it, how he's dealing with it and stuff. And I don't know. My biggest question right now is tomorrow morning, if we eat at Olivia's, pressed pot of coffee or Bloody Mary. You know, these are the decisions that weigh heavily on my mind.
Jesus. So. Oh, one of each, John. Start off with coffee, finish with a Bloody Mary.
I might.
Now, does Lisa drink coffee?
No.
And no Bloody Mary, huh? So it's all you.
It would all be me. No, she drinks coffee, but only $9 Starbucks.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I mean?
Well, I'm sure that press pot will be just as expensive as that Starbucks.
No, actually, the press pots are very affordable. They're like, even the one at Kona was like $6.50, something like that. And then with the discount, it's not bad at all. So.
No, that's cool. Yeah, I'm excited for you, John. You're going to have a good time over there. I'm excited to get some new Disney news going on, get some food reviews from Olivia's.
Yeah. We haven't been there in several years, so looking forward to that, and looking forward to getting to doing some swimming. It's going to still be warm enough, so I can certainly hit the pool tonight. So.
Well, I'm going to watch my Eagles, hopefully try to win a game, probably drown my sorrows in a bottle of plum wine, John.
Yeah, we'll see if the Buccaneers have anything for the Packers. I don't know.
Yeah, well, who knows? It ought to be a good game.
Godwin's coming back, so hopefully.
Their problem hasn't been scoring. It's been defense. And they were supposed to have a great D. What?
It was the first several games, but that last game, that was all on them. I mean, that was all on offense. And Tom Brady not knowing what down it was.
Oh, well, that was horrible. Gracious. Come on. He forgot to take his age pill. What he need? Come on. The man is getting old. He needs to take some of those brain supplements when he gets up there in age. What's he, 60 or 62 now?
did he forget his insurer?
Yes, I think he did. He needs something, but he had a little bit of a brain fart there, didn't he, John?
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Whose fault? Seriously. You got to blame it on the officials or the coach. It couldn't have been Tom.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, then give him another down.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been surprised if
we invented the tuck rule. Fifth down for Tom Brady. Do we all have it? Yes. Fifth down for Brady. What would they call it? Cinco for Brady. The El Quatro. Cinco rule.
Quatro.
What do you think,
Cinco.
John?
What? Fourth, fifth.
Yeah. Don't you think?
That would have been great.
I mean, they need to. Come on. Brady deserves five downs. You don't think so?
You remember, was that an NFL game or a college game years and years ago where they forgot to change the marker and it actually did give the team five downs?
Yeah, I think it was Michigan. Brady was a quarterback. Yeah, they were playing Ohio State. We got to go five downs. That's Tom Brady. He's going to be – we love Tom Brady. He's cute, isn't he? We give him five downs. But, yeah, I mean, I'm shocked that they didn't do that. Okay, yeah, we're going to let them replay fourth. We'll call it fourth. We're going to give you five, Tom. Don't tell nobody. You deserve it. Could you see that now? Listen, NFL, when Brady's team are on the field, they get five plays. The other team only gets four. Okay, rule. Done. Break the huddle. Judith is going to feel so much better with me talking about this. Isn't
she, John? I'm sure.
I'm going to be, and I wonder why you're her favorite, John. Anywho, but hopefully you guys beat the Packers because, you know, all kidding aside, I cannot stand Aaron Rodgers. If I had to choose between Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers, I would choose Brady every day of the week. I would like,
goodness.
And you know what made me hate Aaron Rodgers? Huh?
No.
When he does that, when he, with that championship belt bullcrap, I can't take him. And the way he shows up his players with those dirty looks, like he does no wrong, and it's always your fault if something's wrong. That man takes no blame for nothing.
I got to get you and Lisa to watch football one time because you guys both randomly hate people for stuff that you've seen. So she can't stand Chris Collinsworth. And, I mean, every time he comes on TV to announce a game, she, like, wants to turn the channel. Like, why do you hate this guy? So, I can't stand it.
No, I hear you. Well, that's why I like Lisa a little more than you, John.
I know. I'm sorry.
No, I can't. I mean, did you hear them calling the game with the mask on a couple weeks ago? I thought they both had a mouthful of gum. Yeah. It's crazy out there, John. But I don't know. I get mad at, like, when they get a – I get mad when a team's losing 38-13 and the defensive player intercepts the ball and he starts pointing the other way and dancing around the field. It's like, dude, you're down 38 points. Why are you happy? Like, what did you just do? There's a minute and 30 seconds left in the game and you're down 20-some points and you're cheering because you just picked the ball off. Or when a team – it gets a first down and at the first play of the game and the guy runs a 2-yard run for a first down and stands up and points and drops the football like he just, you know, did something. It would be like you, John, after you delivered your load and you, after all the people get off the bus at Disney World, you get off and jump up and down and spike your lunchbox because you delivered them safely to Magic Kingdom.
Maybe I will. Somebody did that yesterday. One of the games that was a blowout, it might have been the Tennessee-Kentucky game, and Kentucky's winning 31-7, and there's a couple of minutes left, and the Tennessee guy catches the ball and gets a first down, and then he gets up and does the point thing, and I'm like, dude, you're getting your butt kicked. There's not a chance you're going to win this game. What are you happy about?
Exactly. That's what drives me nuts. Or like, LeSean McCoy, I used to want to, like, I'd scream at the TV. My wife thought something would really bad happen. Like, he'd get a first down and then crawl on his knees for, like, 3 yards and point. Like, dude, shut up. Play. You're doing your job. I mean, yeah, you score a game-winning touchdown or a go-ahead. I don't mind the celebration. But when you make it about you, like, I like the team celebrations. Like, when Tio used to do stuff with the Sharpie and stuff like that, I used to hate him for it. Because, dude, the only reason you were able to catch that ball is because those five big, heavy guys at the line protected for you. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah.
I hate selfishness. You know, that's why I give you all the credit in the world for this show, John.
Thanks. Yeah.
Dude, you're the glue that holds the show together, buddy.
Okay. All right.
You're the only reason Judith listens.
now you're pulling stuff out of your butt. No, yeah. I think the voice of reason was the reason that she started listening. So.
No, but she loves you more. Dude, you're her personal shopper. You're family.
Well,
you're Ohana to her.
Shopping for her, Doug. Actually, I got to pick her some stuff up this weekend to her and Tommy.
So. Yeah, you're Ohana to them.
Yeah, well, what are you going to say? You know,
you're Ohana, and I'm the big mouth from New Jersey.
Well, I'm not arguing with you on that one.
I mean, right. They're Ohana to me. I love them, but you know, you're family to them, John. I want me and Judith to get on a boat at Pirates, and they tell her she has to toss one overboard. I know I'm going swimming with the fishes, John. you know I'm kidding. I love all, John. I'm having fun. But anyway, you go enjoy yourself. Let us know. Take plenty of pictures. Make me jealous and PO'd, but I'm happy for you. Go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, we should have a good time. Disney Springs tonight, Epcot tomorrow. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, send some pics, buddy.
You got it.
All right, have a good night. Everybody, please be kind to one another. Head over to YouTube, iTunes and YouTube if you want. But head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. And we will talk to you soon. Say goodbye, John.
Bye, folks. Have a great time, and go Rays.
Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.